From the stage of the historic Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,047th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hank Snow!
Eyes of the Santa Fe stood a freight made up for the East. And the engineer with his oil and waste was grooming the great iron beast. While 10 cars back in the murky dusk, a boxcar door swung wide. And a hobo lifted his pal aboard to start on his last long ride. A lantern swung and the freight pulled out, the engine it gathered speed. The engineer pulled the throttle wide and clucked to his fiery steed. 10 cars back in the empty box, the hobo rolled a pill. The flare of the match showed his partner's face, stark white and deathly still. As the train wheels clicked on the couple in joints, a song for the rambler's ear. The hobo talked to the still white form, his pal for many years. For a mighty long time we've rambled, Jack, with the luck of men that roam. With the back door steps for a dining room and a boxcar for a home. We dodged the bulls on the eastern route and the cops on the Chesapeake. We traveled the Leadville narrow gauge in the days of Cripple Creek. We drifted down through sunny Cal on the rails of that old SP. And of all you had through good and bad, a half always belonged to me. You made me promise to you, Jack, if I lived and you cashed in, to take you back to the old churchyard and bury you there with your kin. You seemed to know I would keep my word, 'cause you said that I was white. Well, I'm keeping my promise to you, pal, 'cause I'm taking you back tonight. I hadn't the money to send you there, so I'm taking you back on the fly. It's the decent way for a beau to go home to the by and by. I knew that that fever had you, Jack, and that doctor, he just wouldn't come. He was too busy treating the wealthy folks to doctor a worn-out bone. As the train rolled over its ribbons of steel, straight through to the east it sped. The engineer in his high cab seat kept his eyes on the rails ahead. While 10 cars back in the empty box, the lonely hobo sighed. For the days of old and his pals of cold was taking his last long ride.
Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger, and The Last Ride, one of Hank's latest RCA Victor records. Thank you, Hank, and welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Grant. It's good to be back.
Say, we got a great show lined up for all the folks tonight, Hank. Cousin Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, Hank Garland, String Bean, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and as our very special guest, a Georgia boy who's recently joined the Grand Ole Opry, Roy Drusky. And Roy will be coming out in just a few minutes, friends, to sing one of his fine ballads. But meanwhile, it's time for one of those rousing spirituals the Jordan Airs are noted for. So here they are with Shadrach.
Shadrach. From the land of Israel,
Shadrach.
Well, they took a lot of gold and they made him an idol,
Shadrach.
Well, Nebuchadnezzar won the king of Babylon,
Shadrach.
I said, the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Well, it told everybody when they hear the music of the cornet. Oh, yeah.
It's told everybody when they hear the music of the flute.
Well, they told everybody when they hear the music of the horn.
Great God, he said, you gotta bow down and worship the idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace.
Shadrach,
God, he heaped on coal and red hot brimstone.
Shadrach,
made it seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. The good book says, even burn up the soldiers the king has put there.
Shadrach, me, Shadrach, Abednego, oh, Shadrach, me, Shadrach, Abednego, oh. Well, the Lord God sent him an angel, and he gave him a couple of wings. Well, he sent him on down in the middle of doom, and began to gloom and play. God's children, they got so happy, they went strutting right through the fire, laughing and talking about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, me, Shadrach, Abednego, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Thank you, Jordanaires. Thanks a lot. Now, Hank, will you do the honors and introduce our guest?
Be glad to, Grant, but our guest tonight doesn't need any introduction. Ever since he gave up the trade of disc jockey and came to Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry audience has taken him right straight to their hearts. You know who I'm talking about. Roy Drusky!
Hey!
Hank, that's sure a wonderful tribute, and I want you to know that I'm more than grateful.
I meant every word of it, Roy.
You know, one of the greatest thrills of my life, Hank, was the first time I stepped out on this stage and felt the warm friendship and good wishes of all those wonderful people out there. And I hope the day never comes when I ever let any of them down.
That day will never come, Roy, but now, just to show them how you feel, how about one of your hit songs? Here he is, neighbors, Roy Drusky with his Decca Record, Our Church, Your Wedding, Roy.
Church deep, the crowd had all gone. There was rice on the walkway and flowers on the lawn. It was our church, your wedding. Now you had gone away. I lost my love today. I walked to the altar in the church so empty now. Seemed I could hear you whisper those sacred wedding vows. I put myself in his place. I heard you say I do. Our church, your wedding, but he, not me with you. I'm your wedding. For me, this was the end. Our church, your wedding. Was my best friend.
Grant, seeing how this is Halloween, do you reckon all that howling and wailing going on backstage is some ghost or spook or witch or something?
Not on your life, Hank. That's just one of the boys who lost his tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
That is something to howl about, because that Prince Albert really has the mild and mellow flavor a smoking man likes. Got that smooth and easy-going taste that is so satisfying and good, whether you're a pipe smoker or roll your own man.
Well, that's right, Hank, but nobody has to take our word for it. Just light up a PA and see for yourself. The proof is in the puffin, and your very own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
Because it sells fastest, Prince Albert just naturally moves the freshest off the shelves to you. Crimp cut, too, so it burns steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots.
Right again, Hank. So smokers anywhere, if you're wailing like a ghost because you aren't getting a tasty, satisfying, flavorful smoke every time, we suggest you switch to Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
His fiddle along with Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Clogger to cut a few capers to the tune of Buffalo Gal.
Oh, handle, 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 handle
all them Dutchmen such a lesser town for the two of them.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson, and thank you, dancers. That was certainly great. But now, Hank, it's hymn time, and I know that you usually have a beautiful one selected for us.
Yes, Grant, I think this is one of the best. It tells the great and wondrous power of God and the sure yet mysterious way in which he moves to work his will. So if our wonderful quartet, the Jordanaires, will join me, we'd like to do Invisible Hands. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, Hank, we've got another boy with us tonight who certainly has endeared himself to all the opera fans. It's our good friend Hank Garland. He's all set to play Some of These Days. Thank you. Hank Garland and Buddy Harmon playing Some of These Days.
Yes, Grant, and he played it right now.
He did, yeah.
And good, too. Thank you, Hank Garland. But now it's time I introduce an old friend of mine and one of the most popular of the Grand Ole Opry entertainers, that gossipy gal from down Grinder Switchway, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
I'm just proud to be here. Oh, boy. I like them drums and things they're beating on back there. I'm going home to get me a couple of tubs and wash buckets and things and try that out. Boy, I like that. That sounds really good. Well, sir, I'd like to tell you, the goose season opened. I don't know if y'all know that or not. But that opened today, hunting season, down there at Grinder Switch. And Uncle Nabob and some of the fellers, they went hunting this morning. Brother's supposed to go with him. Brother woke up at the crack of dawn, but he stuffed up the crack and went back to sleep again. Brother says if you want a bad way to start the day, try getting up in the morning. That's the worst way. Oh, my goodness, he don't like that a bit. But anyway, I was just thinking, it's football weather and them big games going on and everything. I never will forget the last time, Brother, I seen Brother playing football. Brother's willing to give everything he's got. Of course, they don't nobody want what he's got. But anyway, he played football that day. I never will forget it. He had on head guard and shin guard and nose guard. What he needed was a rear guard. Brother. Oh, Brother blocked a kick the hard way. I'll tell you. Oh, he couldn't sit down for it. Well, anyway. We were really proud of him up to a point. I'll tell you though, they passed that ball to Brother. Brother grabbed that ball and tucked it under his arm and put his head down to the ground and the bad part was he put his head too far down to the ground. Every time he was running, he kept stepping on his ears. But, Uncle Nabob was over at the house last night and he's talking about some of these wild styles these women wear, you know. He's talking about a long time ago, several years ago, you know, them ladies is wearing them hats, had them snoods, them nets on the back of the hats, you know. And Aunt Ambrosia, she got her one of them, and she come home and she asked Uncle Nabob what he thought about her hat with a snood, that net on the back of it, you know. And Uncle Nabob said, well, now I'll tell you, said, when you look at you from the back, you look like you're trolling for mackerel. And when you look at you from the front, it looks like you caught one. Well, you know, I've got, they have an awful lot of trouble up there. Awful lot of awful noises of fighting come from up there. I got one more thing I want to say before I close. I'd like to say, I read a poem about Halloween because that's tonight. Yes, indeed. It goes, Halloween, oh Halloween, luckiest time for my kin. No money to spend on a false face. We've got one done built in. Bye now. See you next
time. This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin. PA's mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
And now it's time we heard once more from our guest. So here's Roy Drusky back again to sing his brand new Decca record hit, Another.
There'll always be another, and another, and another just like me.
until the thrill was gone. Then another made me your all used to be. How long can his love last when the new wears off so fast?
There'll always be another, then another, and another just like me.
Just like me, he'll understand the sorrow
of loving you today and losing you tomorrow.
I'd warn him, but he'd call it jealousy.
So let him be another, then another, and another just like me.
Somebody new who thrills you instantly. When the thrill has ceased to chill, and from your past I know it will,
there'll always be another, then another, and another just like me.
Just like me, he'll understand the sorrow.
That was indeed wonderful. Thanks again for being our guest, and I know that goes for my good friend Grant Turner, too.
Well, it certainly does. And now, Hank, here's another of our Opry featured acts, none other than a walking, banjo-picking beanpole, String Bean, the old Kentucky wonder himself, his latest Coleman record, Barnyard Banjo Picking.
Come along, boys, make less noise while the old folks sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and just have a little banjo picking. Well, hit your upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Well, upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Well, upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Made for Uncle Bill, it's roaring and a pitching. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Chiller and the crying, the preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Well, the preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Chickens are running and the toll nail flying. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Becky, won't you fill them up again? Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill them up again? Well, old Aunt Becky, won't you fill them up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Well, come along, boys, make less noise while the old folks sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and let's have a little banjo picking.
Thank you, String Bean. Thanks a lot. But now, Hank.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Before you let us hear that last song, tell us a little about your future plans.
Well, Grant, I'm glad you asked. A couple of weeks, we got another recording session coming up for the RCA Victor people, and then, of course, our regular person appearance schedules throughout the country, and that about does it.
Well, good, Hank. Thanks so much, which leaves us just time enough to hear your swell RCA Victor record, The Party of the Second Part.
Cadillac Dee. And with a trembling hand I'm riding you. The party of the second part is very sad and blue, and wonders if the party of the first part's lonely too. The party of the second part would give the world a to win. The party of the first part back again. Say that I have wronged you, and they're right, dee. I took for granted love so sweet and true, but I have learned through many sleepless nights, dee. The party of the second part loves you. The party of the second part is very sad and blue, and wonders if the party of the first part's lonely too. The party of the second part would give the world to win. The party of the first part back again.
Neighbors, it's time to go, but I just want to say how nice it was having so many of you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Be sure to listen again next week when we'll all be back for another great big Grand Ole Opry show. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes. But when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel's, a real cigarette. America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. It sure makes sense, because with Camel's you get the full rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camel's. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.